Welcome to the latest Boys Brigade podcast. I'm Beth Dobson, and as development worker, I support local volunteers and young people for the Boys Brigade in the northeast of Scotland. Boys Brigade is a youth organisation built on the strengths of its volunteers, and I've been catching up with some of the volunteer leaders and members that I am lucky enough to work alongside about different aspects of their involvement in the Boys Brigade. I'm speaking to Simon McNeil, captain of 45th Glasgow Boys Brigade. How long have you been involved in the Boys Brigade?
So I joined the Boys Brigade as an anchor boy way back in 1982. I've been a leader in the 45th Glasgow since 1995, and I've spent the majority of my time as a leader in the Boys Brigade in the 45th Glasgow. However, I also spent some great years up in the 44th Aberdeen as well.
And as captain of a Boys Brigade company, you attended the recent Raise the Bar Roadshow training event in East Kilbride for captains and officers. Why did you decide to go to this?
Well, I was keen to attend along with my junior section officer in charge, as we're always looking for different ways and ideas of making a company bigger and better for the kids in Shotlands and Glasgow.
How important is personal development to you?
Personal development is really important. I'm always keen to learn different ways of working and making sure I work in a supportive way to the fellow leaders in the 45th. The Raise the Bar certainly broadened the training opportunities and sort of given me ideas to do different things and work in different ways.
And had you been to a Boys Brigade event like this before? Did you have any expectations?
No, I've never been to anything like Raise the Bar before. So it was my view of the day was it was really professionally sort of managed and prepared, a real clear structure to the day, some really good breakout sessions, and I can't forget to mention there was a cracking lunch too.
The roadshow was in East Kilbride. Where had people come from to attend, and did you meet people that you'd not met before?
Yeah, so people had come from across central Scotland. I was amazed at how far people had travelled to be there. I met loads of new faces, and it was great to share experiences with leaders from different companies and battalions who, although they came from different towns and cities, we were sharing the same challenges in each of our companies.
And how important to you is networking with other leaders, and what do you gain from this?
Networking was up there with some of the great things that I gained from attending. We all exchanged phone numbers at the table that I was sitting at. I was sitting at a table of about 10 or 12 people, and I've added many of those people onto my own company's Facebook page, and that's been sort of likewise in the other direction. So we continue to share. So it wasn't just about sharing on the day. We continue to share and build that relationship, and we've already kept in contact with some of the companies since the day.
And what kind of topics did you cover during the day?
So we covered, quite a few topics. The start of the day, we covered leadership and how we lead our teams around us, how we lead the boys, how we manage the relationship with our churches. Then we had some good breakout sessions which covered fundraising, public relations within our communities, mental health, which is obviously very, very topical right now, and then, the main criteria of our structure, which is quality. So looking at how do we develop quality within our offer to our boys.
Can you give us some specific examples of things that you learned?
So we learned about the vision, mission and values. So I think as a captain, I wasn't too aware of that, and certainly of how we came to those words within there and the reason for doing that. Got a really good broad understanding of the brigade's 5-year strategy, very much aware of the big focus on quality. Yes, we want to grow our numbers, but we're going to grow our numbers through, having a quality offer there for the boys. And, took away loads of new ideas on fundraising, recruitment and advertising. But I think the key thing is I took a lot of that away from the networking. It wasn't just from the presentations. A lot of that came from just talking to different people in the room as well.
And have you been able to take your new learning from the roadshow and implement it in your own company?
It's difficult to do things right away when you're halfway through your session. However, we have already reviewed our Anchor Boy programme, and we've made sure that we now consistently use the new material before we do anything else. We felt that the under-11 material is really well done, and there's good stuff there. However, the plan, the stuff that we haven't done is planned to be done either at Easter or over the summer, so that we're ready to go for next session.
And how has what you've learned helped you improve your practice as the captain of 45th Glasgow?
I think what it's made me realise is the growing need to get other leaders involved, and not just involved with the sort of night-to-night stuff, but to get involved with planning and what we're doing in the future. It's also made me look at communication with the staff, making sure that they are on board and they're aware of everything that's happening in the Boys' Brigade. Parents as well, just looking at the relationship parents, particularly with the younger boys.
And you also said that the day inspired you. In what way did it do this?
It just makes you realise we're an amazing organisation, and with the support of the workshops like Raise the Bar, we can prove even more, you know, that the offer to the children that we have in our communities and in our care.
And the same roadshow will be in Aberdeen. What would you say to leaders who are thinking of attending?
Don't miss the opportunity. You know, go out there and make sure you take your seat, you take up the invitation to attend. And all I would say is, where possible, take at least one other staff member from your company. It gets them involved, but also in a practical sense, it means that you won't miss out on any of the breakout sessions. There is four sessions in the afternoon that one person can't attend all of them. If you take at least one other person, it means as a company, you'll be able to go to all the sessions and share all the learnings from those sessions, but don't miss the opportunity.
And what do you gain from volunteering in the Boys' Brigade?
You know, I find volunteering in the Boys' Brigade very rewarding. I look forward every week to the amazing activities and competitions that we do. I generally get quite excited at some of the stuff that we take part in. And I know that, you know, more than that, you know, I always believe that we're creating lifelong memories and experiences for the boys that they'll never forget.
And finally, what three words would you use to describe the Boys' Brigade?
Rewarding, fun and always learning.
Thank you, Simon, for talking to the Boys' Brigade podcast.
Well, thank you. It's been good.
Thank you for listening to the Boys' Brigade podcast. If you would like to know more about the organisation, then please go to www.boys-brigade.org.uk or find us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. Just search the BB Scotland.